Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, you guys. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Kale's Corner. I love you guys. We love you guys here at Kale's Corner. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us, you guys. We're having a little bit of technical difficulty because I don't know. The live stream keeps cutting off. I hope it don't do this the whole 2 hours, guys. So y'all be with us for a few moments. Let us get everything together. I think the devil is in the building.
This is it. What? Lucini pouring from the sky. Let's get.
The devil is in the building again. Like I said, the devil is in the building, but he will not win. Not this Tuesday. He will not win, okay? Y'all know how we do. We are going to get it together in a split shiggity shake. Y'all like that? Shiggity shake. We're going to get it together. I promise you, you guys. We are going to get it together. Just give us a split second. Okay? Just give us a split second. I hope everybody's weekend was amazing because mine was. We got the move-in date, you guys. My daughter got her move-in date, okay? The move-in date. So I hope you guys have been as blessed as she has been. I have been, my family, the Kale's Corner family, we're all being blessed right at this moment. We rebuked the devil. Rebuke the devil. Say that 3 times. But y'all know we're going to get it together, right? Okay, as long as y'all know that we're going to get it together. And what I always say, We love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow. That is a true statement. True, 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 true. We want to congratulate Cap. We're going to congratulate Cap for week 6 of the Lady T's picks, you guys. Cap is the reigning champion. He has already won twice. 57 has won twice. I've won once. And Reese Cup has won once. I need all of Kale's Corner family. I need you guys to study up. We need some more winners besides Cap and 57. Okay? Not going to keep calling their name. Not going to keep calling. You hear that, Kale? Not going to keep calling their name.
I hear that. y'all, hey, listen.
The devil did not win. Look at this.
He didn't win. Matter of fact, I'm going to start y'all off with some jungle love. Y'all talk about, because we got jungle love for y'all. Jungle love. Y'all, I'm trying. Hey, your boy be over here battling, man. I be fighting with this daggone blog talk. I don't know what's going on with these people. They sent me a text. I texted back to them. They asked me, is there any other problem or anything that you would like to discuss? And I just as plainly, I would like a quicker response when I have any problems. And today, for some reason, we were talking before the show started, and it just went out. Don't know why. But like sis say, that devil ain't gonna win, man. He ain't gonna win. He can try. We ain't having that at all. You know what I'm talking about? You know?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Bama, as my grandma used to say, get thee behind or far away from me. Yeah, I mean, y'all talk about, yeah, get out of here. Y'all, hey, listen,
yeah.
I had, besides my team losing this weekend, I had a great weekend. I visited my Betty. You know what I mean? And chopped it up with Keith, her husband, for a little while. You know, I had some other Gordon and Mac Electric essentials to take care of. But I took care of that. Everything was great. And I got the chance to watch some good sports. I'm talking about MLB, preseason basketball. Mm-hmm. And NFL week 7. So, hey, with that all being said, y'all know I'm going to start the show like I always do. It's no call or text more important than your life while you are driving. So while you guys are in the car, if it's important and it must go out, do it when you stop at a red light. Do it when you stop and waiting to turn. Do it when your car is not moving, because I understand, you know, in certain situations, we have to get that text out or we have to make that phone call. But do it when your car mm-hmm. stops. Don't worry about the jerk behind you blowing the horn because the light been green for 2 seconds. You know, ignore him or her and just go on about your business. You know what I mean? But no text or phone call is more important than your existence. Lady T, how was your weekend? What's going on with you?
It was amazing. You know that? It was amazing. I'm just going to keep it right there. It was amazing. It really was.
That's what's up. That's what's up. No, no horseback, none of that this week.
Nope, not this week.
All right. So, how is TNT Fashions doing? Get that, you know, in there. What's going on with the fashion world?
We did a pop up, and it was okay. We did a pop up, and then we you know, I'm on offer up as well. So if anybody need anything from TNT Fashions, just hit me up in the inbox, and I got you. Thank you for that.
And you know what? I am sick of you, Lady T. I'm over my Betty house, right? And I was just in the garage. I didn't have to go through the house. It was outdoor work, some lights that we were dealing with. But I
Are
said,
you
sorry, man, Slim, who in the ham sandwich need 3 shells full of laundry detergent, fabric softener?
Oh, yeah.
I said.
It was free for. See, coupons,
said,
just like me. That's where I get it from.
That's what I'm saying. I said, I know they be couponing like a mug, man. Everything,
mm-hmm.
I mean, everything was in bulk,
you
y'all.
Nothing.
Man,
you ain't seen nothing. You ain't even, if you would have went in the house, you would have said,
mm-hmm.
come on now, stop playing with me. She got upstairs mm-hmm. and downstairs. It's nothing like my house. My house is in the garage and in one room. She got a whole basement full of stuff in one room,
mm-hmm.
and then we mm-hmm. had 2 rooms down in her basement, and then upstairs she got 2 rooms full of stuff. She be going crazy.
I was like, oh, my goodness. And Brother Ted, she absolutely loved the candy machine and the Christmas, Raven Christmas ornament. She absolutely loved that. She told me to tell you thank you so much for that. She appreciated that. I was just happy to get that Baltimore Oreo and Raven mess out my car. So. My Betty appreciated that. All right, y'all. That's enough. On today's episode of Kale's Corner, we will take a look at the action in the MLB World Series race, y'all. We've had 2 games. Well, 1 game 7, and we have a second. We had
mm-hmm.
the first game 7 between Houston and come on, Trees, help me out.
Texas Rangers.
Exactly. Houston and Texas. Texas won their game 7, so they waiting on the winner from the NL Division game 7, and we'll discuss that. The NBA season openers are tonight. You know, I want to know which matchups are you guys most interested in looking forward to? Which matchups have piqued your interest, and what are you looking forward to? Just a quick one. I'm kind of intrigued by why that dude with the Spurs. I'm just say that. Until I learned that name, that dude with the Spurs. I saw a clip on Facebook where somebody was shooting a jumper, and that boy
mm-hmm.
jumped up, and I'm like, oh, my goodness. He is Shaq minus all the weight, and he has
yep.
ups, and he has ups. So, you know, it's intriguing me to see exactly how the Spurs use this young man. All right, Lady T will reveal the Week 7 Lady T's pick winner. She will reveal it at the 6 o'clock hour. And we're also going to take a look at the week that Week 7 was. Very disappointing. Very, very disappointing for me.
Yeah.
But, hey, we'll get into all that. All right. Kale's Corner. Yeah. Kale's Corner, where keeping it real is our what?
Only real.
It's our only real. I'm sorry, sis. I messed that one
all
up. But nah, we're going to do it again. Kale's Corner. We're keeping it real.
It's our only real family. It's our only real.
Now talk about, y'all know what we talk about. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, y'all, we're going to take a quick one and get into this MLB. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. Pass that number out, y'all. Pass that number out and let folk know that we're on Facebook Live and all of that. I'm so sorry, y'all. I left all of that out, but I was rushing trying to get this in, you know. But you guys can listen with Lady T and our online corner crew on Facebook Live at Kale's Corner. You guys can call in 563-999-3782. We'll be right back.
Have a dollar. In fact, no, brother man, here, have two. $2 means a snack for me, but it means a big deal to you. Be strong, serve God only. Know that if you do, beautiful heaven awaits. That's the pole my rope for the first time. I saw a man with no clothes, no money, no plate, Mr. Wendell. That's his name. No one ever knew his name, cause he's a no one. Never thought twice about spending on an old bum until I had a chance to really get to know one. Now that I know him, to give him money isn't charity. He gives me some knowledge.
Hey, Mr. Wendell, Joe. See, God be just throwing that knowledge out there, man. Oh, boy. Mr. Wendell. I know a couple of Mr. Wendells, and I'm thankful to God that I helped them, and he leads me. And now I'm going to say this, too, about that. When you're led to give, give. When you're not led to give, keep it moving. Keep it moving, because our Heavenly Father knows what you give will be used for. So, and he'll place it in your heart. Trust me. Trust me on that one. Just sidebar, y'all. Sidebar. Okay. The Arizona Diamondbacks and the Philadelphia Phillies, y'all. Game 7 tonight. Tonight.
Yeah.
Hey, at 8 o'clock, y'all. I thought the Phillies were like, yeah, we done with y'all. We moving on. But Arizona said, hold tight, bro. Hold tight. Nah, you know, and you know, Texas destroyed Houston. I'm talking to the tone of, you know, in game 6, 9-2, and then in that game 7, 11-4, Texas got the memo. Texas got the memo, y'all, and they came with it. So congratulations to Texas on doing their thing. And no one could have told me this, that the Rangers was going to take Houston out of it, because Houston winning games 10-3, 5-4, 8-5, you know? And I'm like, okay, this series is over. But like we always say, in baseball, it ain't over until the final strike or out has been made. Lady T, what say you on this one?
Yeah, that's the same thing I say all the time. Like, I tell Tang all the time, it's not over till the fat lady talks. And I don't mean to say the fat lady, that's just a figure of speech, but it ain't over until the ninth inning, the last, that third out in the ninth inning. It's not over until then. I always say that.
Mm-hmm. And whoever got the lead got the game. Texas said, we don't care where we've been. We're only concerned with where we are going. And that's a great mindset for teams to have, especially when playing in a series, you know? We don't care where we've been. We don't care about the 10-0 and 8-5. Man, nobody tripping off of that. We're tripping off of what we're going to do next. Speaking of next, let's go to my man Cap, man. What's up, Cap?
Cap.
Yo, Kel's Corner family, Lady T,
hey, hey.
57, Tang, 007, Lou, Marcus, D, you know what I mean? And whoever I forgot on my bed, but I was trying to do a Tang thing.
Exactly.
Oh, man, baseball, amazing.
Right.
Shout out to the Texas Rangers, to the only MLB team. They didn't celebrate Skittles night. You know what I mean? They stood on their they stood on their throne and said we ain't doing that. And God ushered them right to the World Series. Ain't that something?
Yeah. And for those of you that don't know, Skittles night is that LBGTNMNOP night. And the Texas Rangers said, we're not going to partake. We don't want nothing to do with that. We're about baseball. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Kudos to them guys for taking the stand in what they believe in, you know. I'm not mad at them for that. Not mad at them at all. Especially in a world that has been telling us lately to not acknowledge them, we're wrong. So, kudos to those. Kudos to the Texas Rangers for that. I like the way that they played that game seven. I mean, and I'm not going to put anything bad on Dusty. I think Dusty and his boys just burnt out. And it appeared in that game seven that Texas wanted it more. They wanted it more. And I mean, everybody from the pitching to the defense to the base running, everybody just seemed to want it more to me, you know? And we all know in sports, that is the deciding factor over everything. Who wants it more? Who's willing to do the little things, you know? Who's willing to go harder than the other team? And Texas went way harder than Houston.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to our man Lou and Joyzy. What it do, Lou?
Lou and Joyzy. What's up, Lou?
Well, here we are, game seven.
Mm-hmm.
I really didn't give the D-backs a lot of crap. I mean, much of a chance. I really thought they were going to be out, you know, in the division round. I was trying to be out of the wild card. I mean, because they really didn't have, like, a strong lineup going into this, and they just fooled everybody. And now it comes down to this against Philadelphia. But the Phillies had some hot bats in this series, so if they do, it's not going to be easy.
No, it's not going to be easy at all. It's not.
No.
I'm watching Philly play, and I'm going to use a basketball comparison.
Sure.
That Philly team looks like a powerhouse team. It looked like the Celtics with oh my goodness, why can't I remember the names? When they had their big three, when the Celtics had their big three, and the guys on the bench were doing Kevin Garnett and Ray Allen and the boy that came and played here with Washington for a little while.
Paul Pierce.
That's who the Phillies are reminding me of. A team that has more than enough to get the job done. So it's going to be a good game seven, I tell you that much. And I would be surprised if the Diamondbacks found a way to take this game seven. I truly would. All right.
Oh,
all right, let's, yeah, Exactly. Let's go to the Huckleberry. What's up, Huck?
What's up, Scale Corner family?
5-7.
Ricky, Bobby, Johnny, Mike. What's happening, everybody?
All right.
I can't remember everything Tang said, but this old cliche gonna sound crazy, but nothing beats good hitting but good pitching, and nothing beats good pitching but good hitting.
Yep.
I believe it or not, the Rangers didn't surprise me. Me and Tang talked, and I picked the Rangers back in before the playoffs start. I said if they can come out of that series with Seattle, and they did, that they had a good chance of going to the American League finals. And Bochy is a great coach.
Yep.
Yeah.
Great coach. You know, he didn't panic when Scherzer threw that home run last night. He didn't panic. He let him finish out that inning, and then he quickly replaced him.
Yeah.
Dusty fell back on the old Dusty last night.
Okay.
He put he put the wrong pitcher in to start the game off. Homeboy wasn't ready last night, and that's what I looked at. I looked at Bochy. Bochy knows how to read his players. They don't make any kind of panic moves, and karma is something. When I say this, I'm gonna shut up. When Garcia hit that home run the other night, and then they hit him with the pitch, they were well on their way to winning that game.
Mm-hmm.
So when they started that fight, karma came back and bit him in the rear end, and they lost the game. But when he played the way he did last night, there was nothing that the Astros could do for him, and Dusty didn't have an answer. Didn't have an answer. And you saw the Astros get old right before our eyes last night.
Yeah, we did. Great point. Brother Ted, what's up, Ted?
Hey, Ted.
Hey, Carol's Corner family. How y'all doing, everyone?
T.E.D.
What's up, Ted?
All right. Hey, good analogy, 57, like Kel said. You hit everything on the point. And I was going to say, as far as Dusty, I mean, you know, is it the Dusty curse? You know, he's never won a game 7. I kind of felt they was in trouble when he dropped that toothpick, you know, fumbling over that. So I'm like, oh, y'all in trouble. So, like you say, you know, he resorted, like 57 say, resorted back to his old self. He kept, you know, he said he started the wrong pitcher. I'm looking at him. He kept the wrong guy in there too long, you know. He, bottom line, he resorted back to, like you said, 57, to his old self, and they just aged. And Texas is had a hot bat, you know what I mean? And I didn't see that fight, which escalated or what have you. But I know dude racked him up last night in game 7, though. He put that wood to that ball took care of business. So, but I'm thinking as far as Philly, I think Philly, if they play in a way, I think Philly going to win it and go back to the World Series, like Cap was saying, even though it's, you know, what's the name playing good ball too, though, but I think Philly, like I say, they got a powerhouse. So I'm expecting Philly to pull it off.
Let me ask y'all a question. And if Houston does not bring Dusty back, do you think another team will be willing to take a chance on Dusty if Houston doesn't bring him back?
Okay. Yeah, Dusty just won.
Yeah, I know he just won, but Like we all say, he won, but we're seeing a similar Dusty this year. We saw a similar Dusty in that game 7. So will that be a knock on him, or do you think teams are just willing to overlook that and take a chance?
Dusty forgot more baseball than most of them guys know. Sometimes, I mean, he ain't threw a home run ball. He ain't made an error. He ain't strike out. I mean, and sometimes the manager gets too much blame and not enough credit. In this case, that's how it is with Dusty, in my opinion. In my opinion.
Now, I think a lot depends on, like Cap was saying, I think a lot, too, depends on they're going to have to do some, make some changes on their team because that team is getting old. They've been, like, playing for the American League Championship for the last 7 years.
Right.
I mean, you 0-4, but in the game sevens, but you were still there playing. One put you on another team playing. So one team had to win and one team had to lose, and you happened to lose four of them. And
right.
you lost two of them to Bochy, you know.
Okay.
So Verlander done got old. Altuve getting old. Abreu is I'm not Abreu, but
Abreu.
Grant, you got to trade for him. You know, a lot of people's outfits got to change.
Them injuries age you quick, too, those injuries. Definitely.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Hey, Kel, I wanted to ask Ted a question, if you don't mind.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Ted, wasn't Dusty Baker, because you're a Chicago guy, wasn't Dusty Baker on the Black Cat team where they threw the Black Cat on the field and they said the Chicago had, like, the Cubs had – bad luck all the way up until that guy that stole the ball when they were about to win the World Series?
I'm not sure. He might have been. I'm not sure, 57.
Because Dusty, like Cap said, Dusty been around a long time, y'all.
Yeah. But, and then with that said, is he old? You know, is the game passing him by? He's been a good manager and all those times. You know, how many times has he won? And is the game passing him by?
Well,
I'll
say he's definitely the regular season king. I'll give him that. But I don't know. I don't know. And I think just because of the name, Treach, you're right. I think you guys are right. I think just because of the name alone, people will take that chance. All right, let's go to Brother Tang. What it do, bro?
Tang got a down pat.
Much love and respect. How everybody doing today?
Man,
what it do, big bro? What's up, lady? What's up, Scott? 57.
What up?
Ted, Lou, 007. Mom, Reese. That's how y'all feel.
Oh, yeah.
Doing, man. Y'all got to have it flow. Y'all got to have that flow. You can't pause. And the online crew. What it do, what it do.
Okay.
Y'all know I enjoyed that baseball, man. I really did enjoy that baseball. Yeah, 57, you said Texans was going to do what they supposed to do. They did it. They knocked Dusty on up out of there. I thought Dusty had one more in him. And I'm not going to repeat everything everybody said because it was a lot that I would say the same thing. I agree with everybody. But just like I was telling the two geniuses that hit me the baseball and put me on point with it real good. When the pitcher, what was his name? Javier, what's his name?
Javier.
The one that was pitching at the beginning of the game?
Javier.
Let me tell y'all something. I'm going to tell y'all something. That's why Dusty did resort back to his old days because this was win, lose, or go home. Straight like that. As soon as that guy threw that first home run pitch in the first inning, he wouldn't have made it to the second one. I would have went out there with my hand open. I don't know who the guy was that went out there before Dusty, but he went out there and have a talk with him. I would have just told him, just lay back. If I was Dusty, I would have walked out there with my hand open. The closer I got to him, just tossed it in my hand because I'm going through everybody this game. I'm starting off with everybody. The bullpen, everybody was getting in the game. That's why I do believe Dusty resorted back to his old ways. But, you know, it is what it is. And to say what Kel was talking about, I do believe that if he was to get fired or released from the team, somebody would definitely pick him up immediately. I don't think he would be out there less than 48 hours.
But you remember, you remember when Dusty was the manager of the Nationals, that was the same complaint on him that – it was a game seven, and he didn't use everyone. He was thinking more about the next series instead of completing that series. You know, that was the same great.
And you're absolutely right. But the thing is, that's been his only right. And, I mean, it's not good, but that's been the before I even knew Dusty, when I was watching the Yankees over 57 house, when them and the Giants was going back and forth taking the World Series, when I was looking at them, I just always remember 57 them saying, hey, man, Dusty can get you there, but he leave his pitchers out there too long, or he don't change the lineup, he don't do this right. And when I started watching him, and then when he came to the net, and like you said, did the exact same thing, I said, damn. They hit him on the nose. This is just who he is. That's why I was so happy for him last year when they did win it. You know what I mean? I was happy. Then, you know, I was also happy for him because, you know, he's always going to be remembered as the manager that went in there and cleaned up all that BS that Houston was going through, you know, with the cheating and the scandal and all this and all that. You know, he went in there and cleaned that all up and won it. So,
Facts.
You know, he's always going to be on the top with me.
Facts.
But he definitely resorted back to his old ways. That's one thing I can't say last night. He definitely
did. Can I say something right quick, guys? Real quick.
What
y'all accusing Dusty of? The same exact thing Thompson did last night with the Phillies. Aaron Nola gave us back-to-back home runs and still kept him in it.
He still kept him in there. I was like, what are you doing, man?
Yeah,
crazy. Take him out. I kept screaming at the TV saying, take him out.
Baseball more so than any other sport, because it's just so hard to score in baseball. And when you have a pitcher that gives up hits like that, it's hard. I would be itching, antsy to take him out of the game. I would just say, dude don't have it today. He does not have it today.
Exactly.
And in the press conference, I would say, I just didn't feel that he had it. So, you know, we had to move on.
They're stuck on analytics, bro. Play baseball, man. Just play baseball.
I'm going to make a prediction. I saw it last night. The bats for Phillies are cooling off. You know, they was just smacking home runs all over the place the first four or five games. Last night, them bats was cooling off. If them bats still cool tonight, Arizona going to take this tonight. If they don't come out there, if they ain't hitting, they was guessing. They going to lose.
Bro,
uh-huh.
Did you see? They were guessing. They didn't have a clue what that bull was throwing. They was looking at strikes,
sure
swinging at balls.
Mm-hmm.
It was crazy.
In the dirt.
Swinging at the breaking balls in the dirt and looking at the strikes right down the middle.
Curve was falling off the plate. They swinging the ball, ain't even got there yet. I'm like, come on, bro.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, Ranger Suarez ain't nothing to play with tonight on game 7. I'm going to tell you that now.
Thank you. And if he hot when they come out there, sis, put the asterisk beside it. If he's hot when he come out there and they can't touch him in that first inning, the Phillies going to be in big trouble tonight.
Yep.
Dang.
All right.
I'm still riding with the Phillies, though, because I plan on going to a parade, but we'll see.
Hey,
I know that's right.
No cheesesteak for you, baby.
Hey, listen, we're rolling out like 5 in the morning. You kidding me?
Oh,
hey,
man.
Babe, we'll be waiting out front.
Say the least.
Come on in here, Nas. I believe it's Nas.
Nas.
Or is it Rev T?
What's up, Nas?
This ain't no Nas. We just want some Nas. What's Nas? That's a rapper. That's one of the cars. That's one of the Jesus cousins' son.
It's showtime.
Is that Moses' son? Is that Isaiah's son? Is that Jacob's son? Somebody, Father Abraham had many sons, and many sons had Father Abraham, but it seemed like in Washington, when it comes to the Commanders.
No. We're not doing that yet. We are not doing that. We ain't doing that yet, man.
When it comes to Jack Del Rio,
he ain't one of them sons. Come on, hey,
Red. Well, I didn't know. I just called, Ken. I just picked up the phone and called and said,
Man. Everybody talking baseball, man.
I'll call back on strike two on Kale's call.
The ratings go up when he comes on, man.
He's an idiot. Hey, but I love him to death. That's my brother. I love him to death. No doubt. Oh, 8056. You on Kale's corner? Come on in here.
Oh, you know who it is, Jeff.
G-Unit.
Oh, my goodness. Can we talk baseball, please?
Baseball.
Hey, like Brad said, I'll get you a strike two in a minute.
Nobody would have thought anybody would have talked football. That's funny.
Yeah, man.
Look, I love Kel. Kel's been messing with me the whole time, so he knows I can't wait. Let's talk football, baby.
Let's talk football, baby.
Six o'clock, bruh. All football, six o'clock. That's what's up. Hey, hello, G. Glad to hear from you, bruh. I'll say that much. Come on in here, Marcus. Marcus, you trying to talk football too, or you going to give me some baseball, man?
Exactly.
What's up, family? Nah, I'm just saying what's up because y'all know, I can't even really talk football today. You know, on Tuesdays, man, that's why I be getting off the call and I drop in for like, you know, about 10 or 15 minutes, just to hear all y'all voice. You know, y'all set my mind right so I won't hurt nobody. So
that's right. That's right.
You act like you the hawk walking through the town like, well, everybody get out my way. I don't hurt nobody.
No.
Get him, Marcus.
Hey, 57, I'm telling you, bro, I do damage and I look back like, damn, I did that?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Marcus is the only trainer that trains to make you tap out. Marcus doesn't feel like he's done his job until you tap out. So yeah, that's what he's talking about.
Oh, never mind.
Right.
I was gonna ask for your help.
Don't need you.
My boot camp classes. Be like that, but my one-on-one is not like that. My one-on-one is geared towards you, but when you got a big, yeah.
I don't know if I really trust that. Once your brain is trained somebody a certain way, you going all the way in, bro. I'm going to need a one on ten, and I'm going to be in the back.
Kale, thanks a lot, Kale. Thanks for your advertising. I appreciate it.
Yes, Roy.
Hey, man. It's some folk out there that they willing
they
to
like
take
that.
You on. Yeah, they like that. I'm saying.
Yeah, I did all that. I might hit that boot camp one time.
Yeah, man. I told you, come on out to the.
Yeah, you
come on out.
Yeah,
to
you
one
did.
Of the class.
You did. You sent me everything. Yeah.
Where is that?
Mm. Our Virginia.
It's in Alexandria.
Okay.
Hey,
that ain't far at all.
I don't know.
I've been knowing things almost 20 years.
And they have
asking
to get
how
in my
many
car
times.
Come all the way home. That's gonna be too much. I'm gonna be dead.
Yeah.
My bad.
Tang crazy. I don't exercise with Tang.
Exactly.
You said ask how many times Tang them. What you say?
I ain't never exercised with Tang, bro. Tang like you, he crazy, bro. He don't know when to stop.
He definitely got that look in his eye.
You ain't sweating yet? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, if you ain't sweating, you ain't doing nothing. I tell ladies like that all the time. I be like, if you ain't trying to sweat, what you working out for?
I'm sweating, my drawers soaking wet.
I ain't going near. I'm gonna lead that all the way.
Hey, Marcus, don't even say nothing, Marcus.
Hey, 57. Hey, 57. Dang.
I'm with
man.
You. Hey, man, keep it real. Hey, that what we say on this show? Our real is our only real. That's my only real.
Hey, but bro, you walk around commando all the time.
Nah, I don't do that, brother. I'm for the dirty foots, bro. The dirty foots do that. I don't do that.
Baseball, man. Baseball, man.
I ain't touching none of that.
Baseball, man. Baseball. Oh, my goodness.
Am I back on?
Oh, Lord. Yeah, you back on.
That was the devil. The devil didn't want me to start talking because I wanted to talk about the Washington Phillies.
Come on, go ahead and talk about the Washington Phillies.
I hear you. Yeah, Philly do got the whole Washington team. I caught that one.
The Washington Phillies, at first when they started their story against Arizona, You felt like that, man, they about to take this from them real quick, but Arizona didn't chip the way, right? And then they go back to game 7 now. Here the flip side of this, right? They playing in Philly, in Washadelphia. You know what I'm saying? You don't know Washadelphia. They playing in Washadelphia, right? And they playing in Washadelphia, it might be an advantage for the Phillies. But at the end of the day, though, you know, Arizona, they hot with them bets right now. And I forgot the Bama who pitched tonight, but that Bama like a strikeout artist coming out. So if he could chip them down, get him about a good 4 innings, right? Man, for real, I think Arizona might beat the Philly Washington Phillies.
Philadelphia.
I
mean, it's a lot of connection in this town between Washington and Philadelphia as a lake, but you know, I was told not to talk about the other one, so I just thought I'd talk about the Washington Phillies.
I agree with you, Rev T.
You know, can I say something else though? Washington shouldn't have never let that young boy go. I don't care how arrogant and cocky his buddy, what's his name, Bryce Harper.
He wanted to go.
I understand that, though, but he wanted to go, but they should have gave him a reason to make him want to stay, is what I'm trying to say. I know the story, but I'm just saying, though, because guess what the Washington Phillies basically did? They built a team around him.
Hmm. Okay.
There was two factors in him leaving here. Number one, he couldn't outlive that Papelbon incident when he got choked out in the dugout.
Right.
Yeah.
He couldn't do that. Washington wasn't going to give him $236 million. And that's what Philly offered.
Every other team played all these other teams even more money than that.
But at that time, we might not have got Scherzer
if we would have got rid of him even.
And that's why we had money for Scherzer. You have to remember this: the Learners were. It was already in their mind that they was going to sell this Nationals team. They were already looking to get out of baseball. They didn't want to make that type of investment and be on the hook to satisfy that financial obligation with Bryce Harper. They just didn't want to. So, yeah, we're leaving. Let's have a fire sale, see what we can get, and move on, you know? And that was their that was the mindset. And to add to what...
I would agree with that.
To add to 57's point, bruh, he got choked out by Papelbon, man, on TV.
Choked out.
Not something we heard, not a story that they brought to us. We all saw this. We all saw
this. He's an athlete, not a fighter. Most of them can't fight anywhere.
Say that again. Say that again.
They can't fight. You saw Zoe Mourning throwing them punches to Larry Johnson.
So you saying because that man got choked out, he got choked out, he was saying he was done. He was through. He was through with the Washington Phil. I mean, with the Washington Nationals at the time, right?
Yeah, he was done.
I could take all that, but I did 4-10 series tonight. And can I put a little bet out there for the people?
Go ahead.
I say, go ahead and put your money on plus 8 at the back, man. Plus. They gonna hit more. It's going to be a total of more than 8. Is that me crackling like that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That close and play phone you got, bro.
That phone about to bust up in flames. Cricket. It's about to go up in flames. Cricket.
No, that ain't him. He's
gonna let you know it's time to pay that bill.
Okay. All right,
just
y'all.
Got
8 minutes.
Great baseball conversation. In this 8 minutes, y'all, we're gonna wrap this NBA regular season up. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back.
I get to the point. Rock this funky joint. Wait a sec. The teacher's got to check the intellect, but some acceptance didn't give you it. But give you what? The visa or the chief, I often come to set it up. But must I be just enough to manifest the fabric mathematics like me that of Asiatic. Rock the place, attract the static, and that's your rocket to my concept. And I got to stand for this. For this, why civilize this hip hot rhyme from a black mind. To kicking it to you all the time. Ice alarm, you like a more a peace sign. Represent my way of life and to be that.
Paul Righteous teaches practice.
Yes.
All right, y'all. NBA kicks off tonight, y'all.
Yes, sir.
Hey. I'm trying to tell y'all. I am more ready this year than any other season, and I'm gonna be honest. I'm brutally honest with y'all. I think my Wizards finally have a team worth talking about. So yeah, I'm ready for this thing to kick off. Be quiet, Trees. I'm ready for this thing to kick off.
Okay, I'm good.
Hey sis, he drank the Tang Kool Aid. He drank the Tang Kool Aid.
Yes, he did.
Don't pay no attention, big bro. Don't pay them too no attention, big bro.
He can't even. He laughing too hard. That's how you know he drank some. Tang just gave him some.
Yeah, just gave it to him.
Yeah.
Yep.
No.
He drank the whole glass.
And then the Suns and the Warriors play tonight.
That man, hey, look, big bro can see the same thing that I'm looking at.
Right. A better team. A better team.
You know what? Close your eyes, sis, and go back to 2022 and tell me this conversation don't sound the same.
No, it
okay.
don't.
That's
no, it don't.
Hey, 57. Right.
Okay, July. Sir. Yes, sir.
Listen, right. in 2022, y'all heard me saying, okay, season starting, what we going to do with Bradley Beal?
Yeah, that's what he was saying.
I have not had one conversation about Bill, except for today I was notified that Bill is injured and won't be able to start for Phoenix tonight.
He hurt his back.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Back.
Hey,
that's my man y'all right there, though. Y'all know that. He's going to be all right. Bill's going to be all right.
He used to run up and down the court that fast.
He might not be. You might be absolutely right, 57.
I'm going to go to my man, D-Mar. D, what's happening, bro? What game?
How everybody doing?
Beautiful.
What's up, D-Mar?
What's up, D?
We're amazing. what game are you most looking forward to tonight?
First of all, shout out to Rod Taylor. I'm looking forward to
seeing. I knew that was coming.
I'm looking for my Nuggets.
New York, your team.
My Nuggets. I said my Nuggets. Nah, I just said shout out to Rod Taylor though. Just shout
yeah,
him out.
He played. He played for New York, right? He played for New York, right?
Oh yeah.
Oh okay. I don't know how you're gonna transform that Redskins tattoo to a New York Giant, but hey, do your thing. It's some hell of a tattoo artist.
I'm just the guy out. That ain't my thing yet.
That's what's up. That's
my team. Arrowhead.
Oh.
Arrowhead.
Anyway. anyway, man. Who are you looking for? The Nuggets?
Yeah, Nuggets. You know, my reign and change. That's what I'm looking forward to seeing.
You gonna stick with them the whole year?
Hey, we're talking about the whole year. We're talking about right now. Right now.
Okay, I'm just checking with your nephew.
You're going to be in Milwaukee by April.
That's all. I'm just looking at my Nuggets. I want to see how my boy Jokic come out. You know what I mean? I want to see if he in shape. I want to see Aaron Gordon. I want to see Michael Porter Jr. I want to see how they develop. I want to see that. That's what I'm looking forward for.
Mm-hmm. Hey, nephew, I know how you change, bruh. You change teams like people change underwear. So it don't matter.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't change anything.
Team next weekend.
I don't change anything. I'm a winner.
Dang. To the
people,
end of the
people change
the,
me. That's all that happens.
Yeah, to the end of the
season.
I'm with you. To the end of the season.
Shout out Jonathan Allen too. Shout out Jonathan Allen too. 7 years of this. 7 years of this.
We not there yet, sir. My bad. I just wanted to shout
him out
also.
My bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Shout out to your tattoo man. That's what you get your shout out to. Give your shout out to the tattoo man. Do that. Oh, it was a female that did that? Okay. To the tattoo
did
woman.
What? I don't even know what you're talking about.
I know you don't. I wouldn't either. All right, y'all. Let's go to Brother Ted. Oh,
yeah.
Ted, that's you crackling, man.
Say what?
Your phone got hella static on it.
It must be my Bluetooth. But I don't see how. I couldn't hear anything, but I accept that. But I took it off the Bluetooth. But anyway, I'm looking to see Denver, but they got a whole new team, though. You know, Bruce Brown was a big piece of their championship team and all that stuff. So I want to see what they look like with them, you know, with them losing some players, though. I like to see what the so-called new-look Lakers supposed to be. I like the little forwards that they got to help out AD. They got some nice young boys, man, that's long and stuff. And also the other game, against the next game. But I don't know. Like I say, Bill, he stay hurt. We want to see what he's going to do. But, you know, we don't know if we're going to ever see all three of them play together. Because one day, next week, somebody else might be hurt, the next person. So we'll see. But
right.
we got 80 more games and stuff, so it's a long season. It's just starting, so, you know.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Tank, what are you interested in, Tank? What are you most interested in?
For real, I know the season's just starting. I'm just going to be watching. I'm really not even going to probably watch too much basketball tonight because I'm going to be watching that Diamondback. I'm going to be watching that game.
Okay.
And then, you know, I'm going to be more watching that because that's going to be a little more exciting right now. And it's just the opening night. But tomorrow night, I'll be definitely watching. Tomorrow night, I'll be definitely watching.
Okay. Yeah, you and I both.
Yes,
sir.
Yeah,
because y'all
yes,
Wizards playing. That's why. Y'all ain't watching the night. It's Wizards night playing.
Get it. No, because baseball
tonight going to be just a feeling,
if the
everybody out.
Tonight,
they're going to be happy to be back out there. You know, they're going
to
be happy to be back out
tonight,
on the court.
Y'all be watching that.
Oh, yeah.
Both of y'all.
If Chicago was on tonight, you'd be watching that. If Chicago was on tonight.
I'd be on double screen, baby.
Hey, sis, they make double screens for everybody. You ain't the only one with double screens.
I know, but y'all ain't say that. Y'all ain't in it though, man.
Yeah, that's the basketball, y'all. 563
I ain't getting none, bro.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Cap. My bad.
Cook County. The Knicks offered Barrett Robinson and Barrett, and Randall for Embiid and a couple picks.
Oh, wow.
So stay tuned on that. Yeah, that's a lot. It's crazy because James Harden is messing up what we could have had. So I'm just looking for the development of Maxey. And I'm very interested to see what Boston going to do with Holiday and Porzingis.
Yeah.
Can I say this real quick, Kale?
Go ahead.
Before you go, tonight is a hell of a night for sports, or for three screens, because you're going to have all 32 hockey teams are playing tonight. So that's on. You got the baseball game on tonight. The NBA is starting off tonight. So tonight is a good sports night. If you got two TVs, you should have both of them on.
No doubt. That's what's up. That's what's up. All right. Is that everybody fulfilled with their basketball talk? All right. 563-999-3782. Y'all know what time it is.
Go. I ain't never ran from a... No, I ain't never. If I did, cut my legs out right now. I ain't never been with the talk, snitch talk. Always talking about his fault. Oh. Yeah, I'ma stand up, got my bands up. You don't wanna see me pissed off. Real talk, never tell a lie to a dog. Nope. When it comes to them, you gotta play around. And I never ever let get to me. Why not? This ain't worth my energy. What you had to do? Cut them off, make them feel it. I ain't dealing with nothing if it don't make sense to me. Never ever ever. I never ever ever go against my kind for some on the other side. Never ever ever. I never ever ever put a for the money. Gotta get it when it come to mind. Lately, I feel like it's me versus me. Don't see competition, why would you compete? Huh? Don't even gotta be woke. Still gonna be up. How? I make a bag in my sleep. Okay. Can't get the hood out of me. You know where I be. Work. Still posted up like I leave. Now. Trust me, them choppers gonna bang. Cavity teeth. You been out there.
All right, Lady T, on you.
He said carry the T. You know what it is.
Yeah.
Carry the T. All right, here we go. So let me just say this real quick before we get started.
No music tonight?
What music? What are you talking about?
Man. Thought
you
normally get
music
when you...
It was the music.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Music was just playing. Oh, my
goodness.
Okay.
Yeah, put the Marlboros down,
bro.
Come on, T.
So, Mr. Guy, this week seven was not a good week for nobody.
Mm.
Like nobody. I mean, all the picks was wrong. We were just all over the place. So I don't even want to really reveal these picks, but let's go. Listen, guys, we're going to four picks. Four. Mm. Okay? Four picks. Meemaw.
Mm.
Okay? I hate to say that, but I love her to death. She only got four picks. Now, moving right along. We have five picks. Five picks, you guys. Five. We have Reese. We have Mom Betty. We have Big Boy, Marcus, and Tang.
Damn.
If you haven't heard the name, if you haven't heard the name yet, that means you could be the winner, you guys. You might be the winner. Pick, you guys. Six picks. Okay? We have both the co-host and the host, Lady T and Kel, at six picks. You still haven't heard your name, you might be the winner.
I be Reese. I'm winning,
that's
y'all.
I be changed, so I'm good too.
You patty, bro.
I'm winning, thanks.
You starting to act like your co-host now. Both of y'all are patty.
Hey, Clem. I done heard weeks and weeks of trash talk. The champ is here and all that. Yeah. So I'm running, thanks. Come on, T.
I know that's right.
When he said the champ is here, she said that?
What? Several.
Okay. Okay. So seven picks, and if you haven't heard your name, you could be the winner. Seven picks, you have Cap, and you have 57.
Mm.
Right. Seven is the number. Seven is the number. Nobody got higher than seven picks, guys. That's why I'm so, like, what are we doing? Week seven was crazy. But, okay, 57 and Cap, it comes down to the score. The score was 22 Vikings, 17 the other team.
49.
All right. Them people.
Yes.
Yeah, them people right there. Them people. And Cap said 34-31. 57 said 25-14, making 57 the winner, you guys. Oh my goodness.
If I could borrow a phrase from Reese, the champ is here.
Oh, boy.
The champ is here.
Don't
you
do that.
The winner, you guys. 57 is the winner. The runner-up is Cap. So they were the only two people that scored seven. They scored the highest of everybody that did the picks, but 57 came out on top. Congratulations to 57, and your winnings will be disputed shortly.
I'm gonna donate my money to me.
anyway. All I wanna say is I ain't betting with the Bills no more this season. I'm not betting with the Bills, man.
Yeah, the Patriots beat them.
Man, the Patriots been giving everybody bag lunch and everything they playing. And the Bills go in that joint and funk up the spot. I'm not betting with the Bills no more. Done with y'all.
Mm-hmm. I want to be humble, if y'all don't mind. I'm going to say this real quick. I listen to Tang at this time of the year when he says the games are political. And that's why I said I was going to bet with the Patriots until they won, because I knew it was time. You know, for some reason, during this time of the year, he can figure that stuff out. I listened to him, and basically every game that he called was a political game, like the Giants and the Commanders, the Bills and
that was
and what
up you
call
it. Come on, bro.
No, that was trash. That was bad coaching.
curable.
Hey, hey, bro. Some stuff is just already scripted, bro.
No, I agree.
Listen, the Giants got robbed to get the Bills. Y'all know the Giants when they get the Bills, man. They robbed us, man. Robbed the Giants for that.
When you watch that Bills game, Bills game, and that fumble that Josh Allen had, if y'all go back and just look at it, he ran, turned around the opposite way, and just threw the ball. But you never saw Josh Allen do nothing like that. And then you got to think about it. It was Belichick, 300 win.
Yep.
Regular season win. And plus, they had talked about him so bad last week that they wasn't going to let him. They know that if he had lost that game, they was getting ready to kick him out the door, man. And they wasn't going to let that happen.
Yeah.
wasn't going to let it happen. I'm telling
you. How did he win it? He picked the Lions and the Dolphins. That's crazy.
Because ain't nobody else do nothing.
Let me tell you what 57 – let me tell you how y'all got y'all picked. Because 57 picked – he picked the Browns, the Giants, the Patriots, the Seahawks, the Steelers, the Chiefs, and the Eagles. You picked the Jags, the Browns, the Ravens, the Hawks, the Steelers, the Chiefs, and the Broncos. So y'all picked some of the same ones,
okay,
but different ones, but they still added up to both of them having seven picks.
Got you.
But
well, I'm in good company.
Patriots really helped me.
I'm in good company. He's in good company. So it's all good.
Yeah. Everything that was 1-5 won this week.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
I said every team that was 1-5, they won this week.
Mm.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah, the G-Men, the...
The Bears.
And I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this. G, your team outperformed my team. Your coach outperformed my coach, especially on that defensive end, especially on the defensive end. Y'all came into Sunday's game with 5 sacks and left there with was it 8 or 9 sacks?
10.
So
I think it was 10.
Nah, they didn't get 6 sacks. They didn't get 5.
They came in with 5. They got 5 on y'all.
Nah,
they
didn't.
Did.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
look it up.
Either way, what the commentator said during that game, my sentiments exactly. If your team.
Okay.
Is having a hard time getting sacks, that Washington offensive line is the line you need to go against because your team going to step away from that game with confidence because them Bammers, everybody on the front line was bullfighting. I'm serious. The whole game, all I heard was Olay. Seriously. I mean, dudes that wasn't even getting pressure from your team in previous games, all of a sudden looked like Lawrence Taylor out there, you know. And I'm like, bruh, come on, man. What's his name? Gap Tooth, Michael Strahan. He didn't get dressed and jump out there. What y'all dudes doing? But I'm going to say this. My offensive line is the weakest and worst part of my team. I'm going to jump out there and say they're the worst in the league. Serious.
Nah, but Giants offensive line is terrible.
That's
everybody
hit 49 times.
Bruh.
Well, bruh,
how many, Kale? How many times, Cap?
40-something.
Yeah, that's how many sacks.
Game 7, 40-something.
But what did I tell y'all? What did I tell y'all week 5? I said he was on the pace for 60. It might be 70 or 80.
Well,
he sure did.
Now they're saying that these guys are going to smash the quarterback sack record with over 90. You know what I mean? So,
I thought they said 99 at the beginning, but I didn't want to say that. Week 5, they said 99. But I was like, man, I ain't going to go that hard. They might get 60.
I'm of the mindset to go ahead, bring Kobe Brissett out, man. Don't
he
would have
won Sunday.
Yeah,
he
would have
won that game Sunday.
I believe he would have, but because we can't, you know, speculate on that, I'm just going to say I think he would have had a better chance on Sunday. But sit that young man down, man. These dudes are not protecting him at all, at all. And before this young man gets hurt and becomes nothing, let him go ahead and sit down, man. I thought they were going to sit him down on Sunday, especially after he threw the interception. When I watched the game again, I saw that ball was tipped in the air. That's why it floated like it did. That's why it was off target like it was. But even still, that was a terrible offensive game. The only time they scored is when y'all gave us the ball. And let me say this.
I thought
jumping on and kicking team players back and hoisting yourself up was a penalty. If you look at that kick that was blocked, that defensive lineman jumped up on the offensive lineman back. And when they showed it in slow-mo, you saw it even better. And I'm like, how did the referees miss that? How did they miss that? But, you know, it's cool. And to G, all I'm going to say, G, he who laughs lasts, bruh. He who laughs lasts.
Oh, come on, Kel. We at last place. We're at the bottom of the list. I get the laugh. Come on, man. We at the bottom of the list. Come on, man. We got the worst offense in life. I got to laugh at something.
Let's not forget the trade deadline is coming. And there's talk that the Commanders might lose Marcus Sweat or Chase Young. Dallas might end up getting Derrick Henry because Jerry Jones is looking for him hard. There's going to be some changes coming here soon.
Hey, big bro, not only is your front line getting them killed, the enemy is getting them killed too, bro.
Yes, sir.
He's not putting them in the right position to do what he's supposed to do. You got to have more of them roll out passes so he can get in and see the lane. All that just standing back there in the pocket, that's not good when you know your front line not that great, man.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be a play calling somebody. He got to get ready to switch it up. And I've been saying that he's throwing the ball too much. He did run the ball the last game against Atlanta like he was supposed to, but it's like he'll do it, then the next 4 or 5 games, he don't want to do it. Like, man, you got to run that ball, man. You have
that is
to.
Not Mahomes back there.
Okay.
Yes. Look, one of the commentators, man, one time they said, man, he must be thinking he coaching Mahomes back there. He think he's still playing for the Chiefs.
Yeah, that's Mahoney.
Yeah.
Police Academy.
And I want to say only thing I want to say is on that game is I want them to stop saying, I mean, yes, get rid of Ron Rivera. Like, he's not good for Washington. I'm going to say that. He's not good for Washington. But Eric Bieniemy, I don't think, my opinion, I don't think he's ready to be the head coach either. I'm only saying that because of the play calling that he's doing for this young man. If they had another quarterback back there and he was a little bit more experienced in being a quarterback, then I would say, yes, make him, you know, the head coach or whatever. But he's calling some crazy plays and making him do crazy things in their pockets down there, and that's not good leadership, in my opinion.
Well, let me say this. If you look at Washington's, if you look at our moves since August, right, before the season started, we've gotten rid of all type of offensive linemen and only brought in defensive players. So Eric Bieniemy is utilizing or trying to use what they're giving him. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, giving him the opportunity to be the head coach, he'll put a better offensive line together. I'm just saying. I know he'll put, because he knows what it takes to be a good offensive lineman from his playing days and his coaching days. So I have faith in him on that.
That's why I think he should, but that's why I think he should stay where he is and put up and do that. Do exactly what you're saying right now. Put a better line out there. You have the keys. They gave you the keys. They gave you the keys, and you still ain't started the car. Like, you're just holding on to the keys, to me. You're just holding on to the keys. You're not doing nothing with the keys. Every now and then you will see a glimpse of how great he can be, or we think he can be. You will see a glimpse of it. But it's not all the time. He makes terrible calls. He makes terrible play calling for this young man, and he's going to get him killed.
Lady T,
yes.
Can I jump in there, Lady T, when you finish?
Absolutely. Absolutely, I'm finished.
Oh, okay. Well, this one I'm going to say here. I understand exactly where you and Tang coming from about the play calling and getting the quarterback killed, but it goes back to what Kel said, is that offensive line. If you give the man time, he can make a play or two. You can't call your plays because your offensive line is trash, because you expect your offensive line to hold the blocks so the play can develop. You feel what I'm saying?
If you see that the O line is not holding up, first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, at some point you got to do something different. You got to catch the ball though. You got to do something different. Even your players don't respect you. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
He did in the third quarter. He moved the young man around. He started making the pocket mobile, and that's when Howell found success. Once he started moving the pocket around, it was when he stood back there. Yeah, I understand that. I get it totally what you are saying.
Okay.
But all I'm saying is Irk Bieniemy did try something different. He moved that quarterback around. He took him away from being a standstill target and tried to move the pocket around.
You got to remember where he came from. He didn't have his problem. So it's all an adjustment on the fly. Like, them boys are atrocious up front.
To y'all preseason, though.
Can I say something?
Great preseason. Y'all had a great preseason, so celebrate that and go, you know, celebrate it. Great preseason. Y'all did a lot
of
preseason.
Now do you have some real football to talk, man?
Hey, what do you have to talk about Miami turnaround? Hey, Kel, what do you think about the Miami turnaround? They ain't playing so good lately, man.
Well, I didn't think Miami was gonna last beating teams like they were anyway. I really didn't think so. And they went up against this Eagles team, and the Eagles showed them, nah, y'all still got a few pieces missing. Y'all still got the stuff y'all need to do.
What about the San Jose 49ers? What about them?
Oh, man.
Ooh.
I told y'all last week that, yes, they have other offensive linemen. But not having Trent Williams at 100%, at 85% hurt them. Not having Deebo Samuel in the game hurt them. The Vikings were able to double team Ayuk and key in on McCaffrey. Now, McCaffrey still had his touchdowns and still had nice runs. He still got out. But the whole thing wasn't complete because they were not a complete team.
I agree with that. But what I want to say is Brock Purdy didn't have a good game. It had nothing to do with Trent Williams. It had nothing to do with Deebo because we could have won a game. He threw two interceptions. I mean, like, he threw them to the other team. Like,
in critical moments.
So it had nothing to do with Trent Williams, to me. It had nothing to do with Trent Williams. It had nothing to do with Deebo. Even though if we had had those two players, it would have made us, you know, it would have made more targets for him, and Debo would have been another target. Trent Williams would have held the lineup up front. All of that would have been great, but the people that replaced Trent Williams did a great job. He did. I'm not saying he did an amazing job, but he did a well enough job for him to step back and get the ball out of his hands. It had nothing to do with Trent Williams. It had nothing to do with neither one of those players. This is on Brock Purdy to me.
Well, one of those interceptions, that one to end the game, yes, I agree with you 100%. That was on Brock Purdy. But the other interception, that wasn't on Brock Purdy. And that pressure came in that caused that hurried or rushed throw off of Trent Williams' side.
What happened was Christian McCaffrey caught the ball, but he wasn't down. The ball came out of his hand while he
was
trying
fumble.
To get down.
That was the fumble.
So that's what I'm saying. Those were the critical moments that happened. They were at critical moments when the turnovers happened. It was at critical moments. We was down on in the red zone. So all of those things happened. Had nothing to do, even if Trent Williams was there. What else could he have done to help the quarterback? He can't help him throw an interception. He can't help Christian McCaffrey with the fumble. So that's what I'm saying. Like, it had nothing to do with those two players. It had everything to do with the players that we had, Christian McCaffrey and Brock Purdy. They lost the game.
Yeah, I get where you're coming from with that. And, yes, it's easy to blame interception on the quarterback. That it's easy to do that. But all I'm saying is the man did not have the same sense of security that he normally has. He didn't have that last night.
Okay.
You know, okay. I thought Randall had came back out and was playing for the Vikings last night. It looked like Randall was out there on that field. And I'm like, Treese told me, Treese, for the Vikings. You remember Randall that played for the crazy, wild defensive end? I said, Treese told me the next man up. 57 told me the offensive line was going to hold up. And they didn't.
They did. What game was you watching?
I was watching San Francisco and Minnesaw. Minnesota getting rushed and pressured more than they did with anyone else. Or I'll put it this way. I saw San Francisco allow more pressure on Purdy than ever before. Did any games that y'all played this season?
No.
The boys was getting in there, man.
The game they lost before then, they got more pressure.
Exactly. That's I was going to say,
the first game.
The game. The Brown, right, when we lost against the Browns, it was wet. It was people was getting hurt left and right. Da, da, da. I can see you saying that, right, with the Browns.
You wouldn't have taken it then either.
Listen, it's not about me taking anything. It's about me what I see with my own two eyes. Even if this wasn't my team, I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it with my own two eyes, and I'm seeing what I'm seeing. Basically, football is what it is. It's a tough sport. It's all of that. But the O-line held up. He didn't get sacked. He got pressure, but he got sacked one time. So that's what I'm trying to say. If the O-line didn't hold up, he would be Sam Howell, getting sacked 40 and 50 times. That didn't happen in those two games.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say. Like, it didn't happen. He threw two interceptions, and we had a fumble. That's what lost us the game.
But they don't think that – you don't think he was getting pressured.
The defense played like boo-boo. The defense didn't even play good. They let the man take the ball out of his hand and run on down the field. Like – the defense didn't hold up like they always do. So we played an all-around SHITTY game.
All right. Come on, Ted.
I was just going to say, like you said, don't you think without them having that all-pro offensive line, you know, he got more pressure on him. You know, it was coming. That
Are you asking me a question?
His side would, say what?
I'm just saying
what I saw also is that, like I say, he was getting more pressure than what he did. Okay, yeah, he threw a deception, but he didn't have the time that he had. He was rushing it, you know, either throwing it behind or he just didn't have, like say, that open pocket. When they wanted to put that rush, they put that rush on him, and he didn't have that time.
If that's what you saw, I mean, I can't see what your eyes see. Them your eyes. If that's what you saw, I can't dispute it. I just told you what I saw, how I saw the game, and what I saw.
I got you.
So it's all good.
Well, like, I'm just saying, man. What we saw last night is a part of football, all around the board. It's a part of football. And when teams don't have everything, yes, there's a fall off. There's a fall off. Like I said with my team, we cut all our offensive linemen. We let them go. And them dudes, we didn't see Heinicke attacked or sacked like Howell is getting this season. We didn't see that at all with Heinicke. But Ron Rivera, you know, the genius, decides we need to change offensive linemen. For what, bruh? For what? Y'all let Sheriff go, a top Washington offensive lineman. The center, the guy that we had playing center last year, you let him go. You let Eric Bieniemy pick one offensive lineman, and that's Wiley. And Wiley has been getting beat like a damn drum, like a drum. And not just Wiley, the whole offensive line as a total, the whole unit, they stink. They stink. And the crazy part to me, I see them on the run game. They're okay on the run game. They're decent when it comes to the running game. But when it comes to the passing game, these boys, I'm serious, y'all, they out there bullfighting without the little rag. They just saying ole and just letting the defensive line do whatever. Now, I'm going to say on my defense, it was good to see Chase Young. Looked like he broke out of his shell on Sunday. He had a great game. He had a great game.
He's been looking good for the last couple of games. I think he's probably the only one on your defense that's been amazing.
I'll give you that.
Can I say something about my Steelers, please?
Go ahead.
You're talking about
the
49ers and the anyway.
I ain't starting nothing tonight.
Listen, I'm so proud of the way Mike Tomlin and brought our team back around. We played a good defensive game Sunday. Our offense seemed like been coming around. I don't know what he did to Campbell up there in the box, but we played a pretty good game Sunday against the Rams. You know, so if Pickens came through Sunday. We had some good plays. I'm looking forward to seeing our improvement. And I wanted to say one thing on Eric Bieniemy. Why do you take a lateral movement, which is basically what he did, from a good team to a so-so team if you haven't been promised you're going to end up being the head coach?
I just
don't understand that, you know,
when it comes
to him.
I'm 100% in agreement, and I think he has been ready. And I don't see, I'm with you, I don't see him making that lateral move without any type of promises of head coach in his future. I just don't see it. It doesn't make sense. It does not make sense at all. I think this is Rev T again. Come on in here, Rev. Or is this Nas? 111, you on the corner. Unmute your phone.
Unmute yourself.
What's up, Nas?
What's up, Nas?
What up, man?
Okay, what's up, bro? Week seven NFL, Nas. Or is your or is your PO standing over you?
Hey, man. Hey, normally it take a couple minutes for y'all to get me in, man. So, you know what I'm saying? I had to wash my hands real quick. It was in the bathroom. Hey.
Okay.
What's going on, y'all?
What's going on? We talking week, week
yeah,
seven.
My bad,
NFL.
Floor, y'all.
It's all good. It's all good. What say you, week seven? I'm going to tell you right now, we beat Washington and San Francisco like a drum. So, you know, what else did you see in week seven that stood out the most to you?
I mean, Lamar, number one, because, you know, people were doing all this crazy. I don't know where the commentary is coming from, but there's so much hate on that dude when he's one of the best players in the league. The ridiculousness of all these franchises over the summer who refused to try to drive up the price on Lamar, offer up something to try to steal him away from Baltimore. Remember, teams were declaring, hey, man, we ain't giving up nothing. It's crazy to me. Shout out to old man Kirk Cousins. I can't believe he played that well the other night. But to our last point, by Bieniemy, it's going to be tough for bro to get a job. He figured this was the best way to do it, go somewhere else. So Andy wouldn't keep getting all the credit. But, I mean, honestly, man, we just don't know if that kid Howell is going to be an NFL starting quarterback, man. Like, I get that people are saying they throw it too much, but, man, this kid runs into a lot of sacks, holds the ball too long, and he wasn't given training wheels. They threw him into the fire. Like, he's expected to run the full playbook. He ain't doing half reads or none of that. So they throwing everything at that Howell kid. So he going to sink or swim.
All right. Well, I mean, you don't know if the raincoat any good lets you step out in the rain. So I'm not mad about that. I just wish they would protect that young boy a little more, man. You know, this offensive lineman, I mean, it looked like they got condo salesmen out there blocking for him. And that's crazy. That's crazy, serious, you know?
Yeah,
it
seems like how text everybody's wife or something on the low or something, they mad at him. I don't understand.
he tried to take him out. He tried to take him out, Cap.
Yeah.
Don't block
hey, man,
for that bad.
Shout out to PFF and Aaron Schwartz and all those, you know, all the NFL analytics guys. And one thing they always say, QB sacks is a QB stat. Guys who hold the ball too long, guys who don't know how to shift in the pocket, guys who run into sacks because they get happy feet. I'm sorry, that line is not good. It's not a great line, but, dude, get the ball out.
You got
to do something. You got to make a decision. And
He's been getting the ball out quicker than at the start of the season. I will say that. He has been getting rid of it quicker than he was at one time. But it's still, I'm with you, it's still not quick enough. It's still not quick enough. And you got a wide receiver like Terry McLaurin, you should have no trust issues with Scary Terry. You should have no trust.
Yeah.
That man has made miraculous catch after miraculous catch. Get the ball up to him. You know, get the ball up to him. And then when Terry is double-teamed, you got other players. My thing is, I don't see him utilizing the release valve. When the pressure comes, hit these. You got running backs who can catch the ball. Gibson was a wide receiver. You know, Robinson. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why they took Robinson out the game in the fourth quarter, but you know, the enemy said they wanted to see Gonzalez, and the young man stood out. I'm going to give him his props. He stood out big time. But you're in game seven, bruh. You should already know what you have. For you to come out and say we're still trying to figure things out. We're still trying to figure things out and see what we have. Bruh, what are y'all paying attention to?
Yep. That's what I was saying. You can't put it all on the coach. You can't put it all on the coach if he's holding the ball and running in the sacks and all that. With a porous offensive line, you can't put that on the play call.
Mm-hmm.
Not all of it anyway.
Yeah, yeah. If y'all would put Jacoby in there, it wouldn't be nowhere near as many sacks, but y'all wouldn't have the ceiling for points because Jacoby, you know, is not as talented as that kid. I'm sorry. Was that Tang? My bad.
What's up, Nas? No, I was saying it's 70% of it because you are the one that's saying every week what's going on and what you're supposed to do to put this boy in position to win. But you constantly doing the same thing. And then like Big Bro just said, you're going to take that other dude off because you want to see somebody else, and you're trying to win a game. You're not in preseason right now. That's not what a coordinator does, man.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Like, now you're saying what I've been saying. Like, don't get me wrong. I think because even though the Chiefs are winning, I think him and Andy Reid missing each other.
Yeah, for sure. He definitely missed
Andy's
players. You know,
these two guys together was a mastermind. That's just what it was.
Yeah.
Right.
And I ain't mad at him for going out there trying to do his own thing, but he got a lot to learn
to do. I don't think we're missing him, though, Pops. I'm going to just keep it 100. I don't think we're missing that boy.
Oh, that's just fun out there.
Hey, D-Marv, I promise you, they missing him.
Nah.
Yeah, they are.
We good over here.
Them two minds working together, they was a force.
Yeah. And if you watch Kansas City this year, it always looked like they a step off to me. It looked like something is missing. Yeah. And I put my finger on Eric Bieniemy being there.
You can't do that. We just don't got the same wide receivers. We ain't got that close to receivers.
Yeah, it's both. It's a little bit of Bieniemy being gone, and wide receiver room is not good. You don't trade for Mecole Hardman in season unless you really hate your wide receiver room.
Right.
And Mecole got on the field. He got snaps. Their wide receivers ain't good. But,
That's what I'm saying. And I don't really think it's too much Eric. I just think we just don't got the wide receivers no more.
Well, I judge it by quarterbacks and the way they throw the ball. And Mahomes, to me, throws the most wide receiver-friendly ball out of anybody in the league. Mahomes, it's on him. He always put the ball where the receiver can catch it and the receiver alone. So, It's to me, it's like you can't really – I get what you're saying. The receiver talent has dropped off. I'm with that 100%. But when I look at Mahomes and what he does and how he does it, it's like how are these receivers not catching the ball? How these – you know, and a lot of times it looks as if the wrong play is called at – the most inopportune time. It's like, why are you guys doing that? This is what you should be doing. This is what we're used to seeing.
Like the one game we had lost, Kadarius Toney probably dropped like I want to say because I'm trying to be factual. I think he dropped 6 passes. That's just one wide receiver alone. He dropped 6 passes wide open by himself, just running. And the ball hitting this man's hands, the ball hitting his helmet, everything touching him. He's just dropping it. Nobody ain't touching him. He's just dropping the ball.
Right.
So I think I can't really say it's Eric. I really believe it's like just our talent at the wide receiver core. But I understand what y'all saying coming from Eric, though. He is a talented coach. But I just don't see it when it comes to this team. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, again, I have to say my hat's off to Kansas City and their selection of offensive linemen. From the tight end on, it's leaps and bounds above what Washington have, even with Thomas having a good season. To me, Thomas is having a great season at the tight end position, but you ask him to block, and that's not his game. It's not his game at all, you know. And you look at Kelce. What makes Kelce great is the catches. What makes him phenomenal is the blocking. That makes that man leaps and bounds above other tight ends in this league. Seriously.
And his route.
Yeah, then he also like he also know how to sit on routes. Like he's not gonna if he's yeah. open, he just yeah. he'll sit right there. He's not gonna continue to just keep running through. Like he know if I get past these two linebackers and I sit right here and I'm open, I could just sit right here and the ball gonna be there. A lot of these tight ends, a lot of these wide receivers don't understand that you can just run and cut your route short and sit on it. And if you compare y'all wide receivers to the Chiefs, I have to give y'all the credit. Y'all got a way better wide receiver core than the Chiefs. It's like y'all just can't put the ball in those guys' hands. Y'all got way more playmakers than the Chiefs. Their only playmaker is Kelce. If you really want to break it down, besides Mahomes, it's Kelce.
Yeah,
but a lot of that is continuity, though. Kelce and Mahomes been together for some years, so they kind of read each other and know what each other thinking sometimes on those routes, where you got Sam Howell, younger guy, he's still trying to figure out the league and everything else. But let's go back to what 57 said, man, because point blank period, all them Pittsburgh fans who hate Mike Tomlin, them people are crazy. Man, I hope y'all run Mike Tomlin out of town so ATL or somebody can pick him up. That's one of the best coaches in the league. I don't know how the hell he's still stringing together victories, man. Like, that offense and some of the mistakes they've made in the draft, and that dude is still grinding out wins. I don't know how the hell Pittsburgh is doing it. I'm going to be honest with you.
He's a great motivator, man.
Yeah.
He ain't got the X's and O's, and relying on the offensive coordinator and the other people, that's what he's doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
But if he has the talent, he can motivate his guys to doing almost anything. But
and he doesn't
get the X's and O's together.
He doesn't accept excuses. He's a no-nonsense, no-excuses type dude. He will get in their face and tell them, bruh, we're paying you all this money. We selected you on this team because we felt as a staff that you could do A, B, C, D. Why are you skipping B? Why are you skipping C, bruh? And that is, to me, is what make him an exceptional coach, because he can high five and rah-rah with his players, but when it's time to get on them, I watched Ron Rivera this weekend try to get on the ref and bring up last year's no call in the end zone, and the commentators were making fun of it. They were like, he said this is the second time, 2 years now, this is the second time that he has this referee either didn't make a call or gave a bogus call. And I'm like, bro, why are you talking about last year? You're trying to win a game this year. Last year, you can do nothing but talk about it. That's it. Tomlin, I've yet to see him get in a referee's face and say, man, last year you did the same. No. He simply says to them, hey, man, that was a crazy call, bro. That call wasn't what it should have been. Or you shouldn't have made that call at all. Can we get some of that both ways? You know, Ron Rivera wants to sit on the sideline stoic and say nothing. And now that the fans and 106.7 are saying that you've checked out, You want to try to argue with the referees. Come on, man. Too little, too late. It's too little, too late for any of that. Seriously. You getting in this referee's face and trying to make a point, and the referee looking at you like, bruh, you really talking about last year? You really going to sit here and talk to me about last year?
Right.
I see why you're on the block. I see why they're looking to get rid of you. You
yeah.
doing this fake argument. Come on, man. Come on, bro. Get out of here with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's
get
how it be.
Hey, that's exactly how it be.
But Mike Tomlinson has short memory. He has a short memory.
Right.
Like when stuff happens, he you know, it happens, he deal with it right then and there. He don't let it linger. He deal with it right then and there. He don't, I don't care what it is, he gonna deal with it right then and there. Even if it's
right.
in interviews or whatever. He say what's on his mind, he mean what he say, and that's it. You know what I'm saying? He hear all the noise in his ears and all that stuff, but he don't let that stuff bother him. Stay true to who he is and keep it moving.
Yeah. Yeah. I just, you know, and I tease 57 all the time because it's 57, but I will say Mike Tomlin is a hell of a coach. He's a hell of a coach. He knows how to get something out of nothing. We don't know.
That's true.
We don't know the offensive or defense. We don't know the offensive or defensive line for Pittsburgh. We know Pickett has not been sacked as much as Howell has.
Correct.
We know that
correct.
Defense has shut teams down. We do know that.
Yeah.
So
we don't know if Pickett is a legit starter yet. He still got to prove that at this point. From, you know,
yeah.
he got some talent around him at wide receiver. And, you know, sometimes when they just get to three and out and then three and out, and you're wondering about Pickett as far as, you know, if he's going to be the guy going forward. So same thing as Sam Howell. You know what I mean? He's on a testing ground this year. That's just what it is. And the last thing I wanted to add, I know I'm talking a lot because I got in late, but – that pretty football that Miami plays, yeah. If the defensive tackles on the other team are really, really good, all that little pretty stuff, you ain't doing none of that. You ain't doing none of that. So Mike McDaniel's going to have to think about some things about going forward because, yeah, you can put 50 on a bad team, but what happens when you don't win the war in the trenches? All that motion, all that moving, all that stuff don't mean nothing.
They talking about putting him on a hot block, too. He on a hot block, too.
A lot of these teams really need to look at the coach, his philosophy, and what he gets from his players before they start talking that hot seat stuff. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, I tease 57 all the time because he's 57. But I stand behind him 100% when it comes to Mike Tomlin. Seriously. He has his teams. Put it this way. A Pittsburgh game is a game you have to watch until the complete end, till there's all zeros on the clock. Because Tomlin knows how to get in his guys' ears, whether he on the sideline or in the locker room, and get these guys to do exactly what it is he wants them to do. That's coaching. That is coaching. And to say that, you know, you want to put him on the block or get rid of him, all I'm going to say is this. You do not know what you've had until it's gone.
Until it's gone.
You don't know what you've had until it's gone. And Pittsburgh, you get rid of Tomlin, y'all will be another one of those teams with fans in the crowd with bags on their heads. Seriously.
But look, let me not be a hypocrite. I might want to fire him in 2 weeks from now. You never know.
I was going to say that. until he want to fire him next week, the whole team, even the daggone janitor, he going to want to fire everybody.
No, go ahead. So he can come down here to ATL. We got a coach who might be gambling or something. He out here faking the injury report, telling us Bijan play, and then the man don't get a carry to the end of the game. Like, man, look, we need him down here.
Yeah, Atlanta going through some things down there. Yeah, y'all need some help down there.
Hey, watch the trade deadline. I'm telling y'all, a lot of things going to change.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A lot of things. Jerry Jones is in the mix of a whole lot of it, too.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, because Devontae Adams keeps screaming. He ready to go. He trying to be a Cowboy. And it's a whole bunch of people screaming they want to be a Cowboy.
Derrick Henry with the
bunch.
Titans.
Devontae Adams ain't say that. He
did.
It's all
about
what
being a
reporter said he's wasting. No, I'm sorry. A reporter said he's wasting his Hall of Fame career in Raiders. He need to request a trade. He ain't never come out and say he wanted to trade to go to Dallas. He never said that. A reporter came out and said that about his career.
All I'm going to say is the reporter may have said it, but I ain't seen the report where he refuting it. I ain't seen the report come out where he say, nah, that's not me. I don't want that. I haven't seen that yet. Now, I agree with you 100% on those are the reporter's words, but hey, most players, when a reporter reports something that's not in their mindset, they come out against it. I haven't seen it anywhere where Adams has come out against that. So it may be some truth there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hope we get a real trade deadline where teams who ain't really got it just go ahead and get you some draft picks and get ready for next. Like somebody was saying, Derrick Henry. Some of these guys that's out here, go get them. Make this more interesting playoff race so some of these teams can improve. We've seen what the 49ers did with that one move for CMC, despite the other day. But
exactly.
Well, I mean, exactly. he still did his work. He still did his work. Like I say, man, they weren't a whole team. They were not a whole team. So, we can't mm-hmm. when it comes to Christian McCaffrey, you got to like what he did because he still showed up and played ball. It just wasn't enough.
Right.
It was too easy for the other team, for Minnesota, to key in on him. It was too easy for Minnesota to key in on Ayuk. And we all know mm-hmm. once a team get to third and more than five, man, that blitz is coming, and your out pressure release receivers will be double teamed. Come on, T.
Come on, I know what time it is. What we doing, Kel?
Last word.
Oh, okay. Come on. 57-1. So 57. You have the floor.
It's been so nice. It's been so nice being on Kel Corner tonight. You know, making these winnings, talking with all the fellas, Lady T. Nima, how you doing out there? You will be able to win soon. Anyway, but thank you for Kel's Corner. Hopefully everybody have a blessed Tuesday night. And talk to y'all again on Thursday.
We love you. We love that. We love that. Thank you so very much for that last and final word. Well, with that being said, you guys, DMV Kel and Lady T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kel's Corner. DMV Kel and Lady T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow. DMV Kel and Lady T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. And you guys can follow Kel's Corner on Instagram at Kel's Corner and on Facebook at Kel's Corner. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com and / UKel McClain and listen to the broadcast there as well. You guys, send out a special prayer
for my friend Vicky. Her mom passed away this weekend, and the funeral is in 2 weeks. So I love you guys so very much. And her name is Miss Mitchell. I'm sorry, Miss Mitchell. She passed away. She was 80-something years old, and she lived a wonderful life. So you guys keep her and her family in your prayers. Kel, you have the very last word.
Hey, listen, I'm going to say it early. No text or phone call is more important than your life. Put that phone down while you are driving. Put that phone down. We love talking to and with you guys, so put that phone up. It ain't important at all. Now, hey, Tree said it. I'm going to reiterate the fact. We love you guys. Thank you all for this 2 hours that you're giving to us. We got to ask you guys to prepare, study, prepare. Like Tree said, we didn't have good numbers this week on Lady T's picks, but, hey, there's always week 8. So let's get ready, get these picks up, and let's do the doggone thing. All right? Y'all be safe. If you love them, they should already know. And if they don't know or they questioning it, make sure they know by the time the interaction with you is done. All right? So y'all be safe. We'll talk to you guys Thursday. Lady T's picks Thursday. Lady T's picks Thursday, week 8. Congratulations, 57, on your win. And let's have us a great, 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 great Wednesday. All right? Y'all be good.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Tell me, mirror, what is wrong? Can it be my daylight clothes or is it just my daylight song? What I do ain't make-believe. People say I sit and try. But when it comes to being daylight, it's just me, myself, and I. One and two are hippies, no, we're not, that's pure plug bull. Always pushing that we formed an image, there's no need to lie. When it comes to being plug one, it's just me, myself, and I. 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 I am. Poems I speak are plug too tight. Please, oh please, let plug to be himself, not what you read or write. Right is wrong when hype is written on the soul they lie, that is. Style is surely our own thing, not the false disguise of showbiz. They lie, soul is from the soul, and it's fact I can't deny. Strictly from the Dan called Stucky, and from me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. One and two, but that glory's been denied by cassettes and gookie eyes. People think they diss my person by stating I'm darkly packed. I know this, so I point at Q-Tip and he states
black is black.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, shovel chestnuts in my path. Just keep all nuts with the nuts so I don't get an aftermath. But if I do, I'll calmly punch them in the 4th day of July. Cause they try to mess with third degree, that's me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I.